We have submitted signatures from all 9 congressional districts, well in excess of what is needed, and you can truly tell that Missourians embrace the idea of elections, do not believe that the Tom Pendergast era machine politics should govern judicial selection, and really at the end of the day believe that they should be in charge of hiring and firing their judges. And so we're very excited and pleased and exceeded our expectations today.
Raw numbers, how many do you have?
We believe in excess of 250,000 signatures.
And you needed how many?
Need 158,000 to qualify in the 6 of the 9 districts.
The Pendergast era?
Yes. I think if you look at the influence of
elected court.
The Missouri trial attorneys, and if you look at the greed and the power that they possess and the stranglehold over the selection process, Missouri voters are left in the back seat. We have a commission that meets in secret where wealthy trial attorneys are controlling the selection process, and Missouri voters are left in the dark. And we have really no recourse over the current judicial selection. There's no accountability, no transparency. If you put the people in charge, we will have that transparency. We will have that accountability, and Missourians can choose who they would like as their judges.
Should Missourians look at Illinois as an example of what can happen if this is passed?
I think Missourians should look at who do they think should be in charge. Greedy trial attorneys from St. Louis and Kansas City, they make millions of dollars off manipulating a process or the people. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would rather have the people in charge. You know, in Missouri, we elect our school board members, fire district members. You know, the Supreme Court is very, very important. If you go back over the history of our country, you know, at one point we appointed United States senators. And as a state and country, we thought that was not right and that we should elect our United States senators. And the same basic principle is you should elect them. Our citizens should have the right. You know, judges are no different than anyone else that has a position of trust. Chris, why don't you bring the press release to me, buddy?
So should the court system be a partisan court system?
The court system should be held and accountable to the citizens of Missouri, and elections is the best way for the direct authority to be in the hands of the people today. Well, so absolutely.
So it should be a partisan court system.
Absolutely, where the Missourians have the right to hire and fire and whatever, and they can choose who they want to elect and why they want to elect. And hopefully judges, just like someone run for a school board or any other position, has to go out, earn the right from Missouri voters, articulate their intelligence, their capabilities, their qualifications, and let Missourians make the choice. I believe in the people of this state, and if you ask them to make decisions, they'll do the right things. We might, at times, as partisan people, we might not like the decision, but ultimately, it's better to have the people in charge than a bunch of robber barons that have a financial interest in the current process. And I don't know how anyone can say the current Missouri plan is anything but a flawed process that does not work well for Missourians.
You're not defense lawyers also make a lot of money in this business?
Yes, because we've had the growth of a litigation industry. I sue you, you have to go get a defense attorney. They're both making fist over tons of money. But that money comes at the cost of average Missourians, farmers, small business people, small entrepreneurs. There's no money tree out there. And the growth of the litigation industry has hurt this state. And if anything we can do to put the people in charge will help us tremendously. And this is just the beginning of our ongoing effort.
Who has financed this campaign?
We've received support from people all across the state, contributions as small as $10, as large as I don't know how large. And we're very pleased with the support we've received. And if anyone wants to go to showmebettercourts.org and make a contribution, we'd be more than happy to accept support, and we're fully complying with Missouri ethics law and been trying to go above and beyond, actually, to disclose our contributions.
Who is the main financial supporter?
We have tons of different people. I don't have the reports. I'd have to look. I apologize. I've been busy petitioning over and all across the state and rounding them up from people like the Gasconade Pachyderms Club and the Christian Fellowship Group down in southwest Missouri, and we've been getting them from Macon County and all across the state. So I've been pretty busy just petitioning the last few days.
How much of this stems from the feeling that the conservative arm of Missouri's political system doesn't think the courts are giving it a fair shake?
I think this comes down to a fundamental belief of who should be in charge of the selection of Missouri judges. Should it be a commission that meets in secret, controlled by trial attorneys and political appointees, or should Missouri voters be in charge? And that is a question we're going to hopefully qualify, go on the ballot, and let Missourians decide. And to those that, You know, to the lawyers and the judges that like the current Pendergast system, I would say, of course they do. They make money off it. They know it. Why are they so afraid of Missouri voters? And, you know, if I'm wrong, if our ideas are wrong, we'll be resoundingly defeated come November. But I suspect with the vigorous suppression campaign that we had to overcome, that the trial attorneys know that this is a fundamental right, that people believe in adding transparency and accountability to their courts just like any other branch of government.
Just to clarify.
Sure.
Would these be partisan elections
at
all levels?
At all levels, okay. And also we would reduce the terms. And here's one of the beautiful things of this proposed amendment. Right now, judges for the appellate at the appellate level get a 12-year term. Guess what? They automatically lock in a nice lucrative pension. With our reform, if Missouri voters enact it, the term would be reduced to 8 years. And that's still the longest term of any elected office in Missouri. But at least in that scenario, Missourians would have to choose to reelect a judge before they could get a nice lucrative pension from the people.
Is that the reason?
No, that's just one of the, I think, things in the amendment that
is that the reason why you're reducing the term?
Yes. And also, they shouldn't be lifetime appointments, and I think it's 12 years, you get an automatic pension. That's probably not right. I don't know too many people that are working back home in Franklin County that can just work 12 years and get a nice, cushy pension at, I think that's, $35,000 a year for life. And people are, if you want a public tax dollar, if you want a public pension, you should have to work for it. And so we're going to tell, if this is adopted, that judges, just like anyone else, would have to be reelected to be eligible for a pension.
Aren't you really talking about a post-Pendergast system?
I think we
elected judges during the
The legal industry has manipulated the current process.
Let's talk history.
Sure.
You're talking post-Pendergast, not Pendergast.
Well,
Pendergast era was an elected judge.
Right, and the trial attorneys have become the modern-day Tom Pendergast.